Well, over this vast 35-year history, what has changed or what has developed that's different?
When we started the Nutcracker, there were very few people that actually knew what it was. The set designer, obviously, Richard, and Carol, his wife. But after this first, maybe the second production, kids would come up to me. They realized that one part was better than another part. So they would come up to me, and then they would start to advocate for, you know, I'd really like to be Clara next year. So they start to pick and choose their roles, or I want to be in it, or I want to do this. So the awareness of the cast was one thing, and we have to respond to that. So we have to create better roles for Clara's friends. We have to embellish the roles, put on more Clara's friends, Clara's littler friends. You know, and this is where Janice comes into play. And then the same with the second act. I mean, the flower. I mean, originally we had the Dewdrop Fairy, but then everybody wants to be the Dewdrop Fairy. So then you have the second Dewdrop Fairies and the flowers, and then the second group of flowers and the snow. We had to layer it with more parts. Therefore, we've grown from 87 to 287 dancers. Everybody wants to do something a little more, which, you know, pushes us a little bit too, as the creators, all of us as the creators and stagers of the Nutcracker, to come up with something that continually challenges these young people. They're getting smarter and quicker all the time, and we're trying to stay one step ahead of them.
Well, I noticed that you're having a lot of other things involved too. You're having tea with Clara and the Mouse King, and you've got a sugar plum package and all these different things that you have available with the show.
Yeah, actually the cast members that get to participate in that, the Clara and the Mouse King and the Nutcracker from the Saturday matinee show, will be doing the tea afterwards, and they're really excited about that. I think it will be a great turnout. I know that a lot of ballet companies do things like that after their performances, so it's a really exciting addition this year. Also, we're going to have a traveling Nutcracker that will be moving around town before the performances and performance week. And then a couple of sort of surprise previews that will be taking place in town as well. So lots of new developments this year that are really fun for our 35th performance.
And do you like sell Nutcracker memorabilia in the lobby beforehand?
There is Nutcracker memorabilia. My house looks like an explosion of Nutcrackers year-round, really. I have nowhere to store them, so they are out year-round, but we never tire of them. But yes, there's plenty of Nutcracker memorabilia.
A lot of people also sell or give away the ballerina's point shoes, the used point shoes, the signed ones. That's a real popular item. When I was with Joffrey, they had a whole boutique. And one of the biggest bestsellers was the point shoes don't last very long. The ballerinas change them sometimes after every show. They'll break down. So they'll sign them and they'll put them out there and people go and collect them.
It's a really sweet thing. The professional dancers who come to play the lead roles are usually very kind to the rest of the cast. And I know Joy gives signed point shoes to the Claras every year. And the Cavalier, a few years ago, when one of my daughters was Clara, gave the Claras earrings that his wife had made, and those were a treasure. I mean, that was just like, you know, a huge piece of memory that my daughter still keeps.
Those professionals can have a huge impact on these young kids. It's just amazing to me. This is a very, very important time in their formative years, as you might say.